Welcome back, everybody, to That Animated Podcast.
Hey, do I laugh too much?
What do you mean? This is a comedy podcast. Of course you can laugh as much as you want.
Do I laugh too much? Because, you know, I've been thinking lately, and, like, sometimes I think I laugh so much at something that it, like, becomes awkward. It's like, that wasn't even funny. Why are you laughing?
Everyone's around you just like, what?
I got made fun of for how much I remember in volleyball one year in like junior high. Some guys were like mimicking my laugh because I was just like laughing too much. I just thought they were being funny and it literally killed my mood. And then I felt bad.
What do you mean? What were they doing that was so funny?
I don't even remember. They were just like joking around and being funny. And I was laughing a lot. And then they started to mock me laughing.
Maybe you just thought it was too funny.
Oh, no.
Why did the chicken cross the road? See? I didn't even get to the punchline.
I'm laughing because it's such a, you just like, you broke it down so simple. Like the fucking chicken joke. That's why I laughed. I laugh at things that like are just dumb. Laughing because it's dumb.
Would you laugh if the, like that, the thing hit the corner?
Why would I laugh at that?
Those of you who are watching the video, we have a little bouncy thing.
Like the DVD logo.
Yeah. Whoa! Holy crap, it just went rainbow. That's a random thing.
We got a rare holographic shiny.
Yeah. Wow, you guys are missing out if you're not watching the visuals.
Yeah, sorry, audio only. Sorry, people that are freaking driving home.
You're not watching
this? Huh. Loser.
Don't look over at the rabid peach on the screen.
Oh, yeah. You guys see that? We're
going to be adding more speed drawings.
That's a new speed drawing.
Yeah. And then we'll post the shorts later. Oh, that one hit the corner. Wow.
I missed it.
Yeah. Was it funny?
No.
Oh.
I don't think. Okay, listen. It's usually got to be something that subverts. Is that the right word? Subverts. My expectations, but in like a really simple, like, oh my God, you like deconstructed it way.
Like, why did the chicken cross the road?
Literally,
you don't
yes.
even know why. You're just laughing.
It's just like, why do we have to go all the, that's like caveman unga bunga. Like,
but it's still funny. You can't even get to the punchline.
You see, that's what makes me like Cosmo. Remember that episode where she was like, Cosmo laughs at anything, though. See? Pudding.
I'm Cosmo.
I literally had people and friends do that to me all the time because I laugh so much. They would just say pudding and I would laugh. Probably partly for their expectation. Like, there's of course, you know, sometimes you gotta force laugh so things aren't awkward.
You laugh at anything, but then you have moments where you force the laughter.
Well,
so you don't laugh at anything.
No, actually not. Okay, listen. It's not like actually forced, because that's also a horror thought if you think about it. Like, this person doesn't really think I'm funny. They're just laughing out of pity. Those are the kind of fears I have. Like, every time one of our friends, every time she laughs at something I did or said, I'm like, does she really think I'm funny? Does she really think that? Or is she just being nice to me to boost and fluff up my little ego? But is that overthinking it? Am I overthinking that?
If you laugh at anything and you think it's actually funny, then why are you doubting other people thinking it's funny?
I say I overthink everything.
There you go. See, if you find something hilarious and you're like, I think it's funny, but am I annoying? And then other people laugh at anything you say. I mean, just think about the logic there. You're assuming that they're not going to think something is funny because they're laughing, even though you think everything's funny that you laugh at.
The thing is, I don't think everything is funny, but I'm like, I get picked on like that wasn't even funny.
Maybe you're just like,
but it,
social
like it is.
Anxiety's kicking in. You're just like, why did the chicken cross on? Oh my God.
Oh my God. You scared me.
See, that's what you do to other people when they're like in the middle of their joke and you're laughing.
That's another thing. I'm also really easy to scare. I'm also really easy to trick. Guys, I think I'm just like dim.
No, you're not.
I'm dim-witted.
No.
Oh, Got my head up in the clouds.
It's a balancing out thing. There are a lot of things that I can't do without you, like this podcast.
What?
What do you think I'm going to do? Sit here and go, huh? Yeah.
Yeah. It's a whole episode with just you and no me and you.
I'm just going,
like hallucinating.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's right, Emmy. Uh-huh. That's
That'd
the
be
whole
kind
episode.
Of freaky. Let's start. We'd start an ARG that way.
Yeah, the disappearance of Emmy.
Oh man, that there's an anime like that. The disappearance of blank.
Yeah,
they did that with Miku too. There was the disappearance of Miku. There's All a song the based on a real event. Miku was almost gone forever.
Listen, the rumors would run wild if you ever went missing.
The rumors.
The rumors. Joltoid is a toxic couple. Says me.
Says freaking hit. That's the hearsay, at least.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
Yeah. We had roommates once that tried to convince us we were in a toxic relationship, and that
went south.
look at us now.
Yeah.
I look at you lovingly.
Don't have to worry about people who don't support your relationships. Cut them. Yeah, get them out of that
Gross.
Life.
Don't need you.
You don't got to put up with people who think they know how you should live.
Yeah. You live your own life. Exactly. You know, I thought about this. The people who are audio only, sometimes you just meow. And I'm like, I wonder
what
that's like
for them. Oh my gosh, yeah, that probably
them.
Sounds unhinged. I'm just messing with my little avatar that we have, or VTuber model. What do we call ours? Like...
Homunculi?
PNG tubers, yeah. It's just like my mouth flaps, goes meow, meow, meow. So whenever I meow, it's like I look
Saying
like I'm going
this
meow.
As if we don't actually look like this and we're not actually sitting here and this isn't an actual recording of us.
Yeah. By the way, if you are like an audio listener, we are on podcast platforms now.
Woohoo! So you guys have been requesting it.
Yeah, we're on Spotify, but audio only. We'll get to video for them. Their process is different, but Apple took our RSS feed for videos. So if you want video like on a podcasting platform, that's the only one aside from our website right now. But our website is not quite ready.
Joltoid.com.
Yeah, it's pretty janky. It's not the most put together yet, but we're working on it.
Joltoid.com/fun.
Yeah, we were gone for the past week because we're working on stuff like this, like the back end stuff.
Also, mental health. You always got to work on your mental and emotional well-being. Exactly.
Meow, meow.
And sometimes that means we can't be here. And sometimes that means we trash the room and roll around on the floor.
Yeah. The room, honestly, I wanted to trash it a long time ago, but I couldn't trash it because I was still learning 3D.
Yeah,
and it's not like that's the hardest thing to do in 3D is move like
little things around.
Move things around, but composition was something I was learning more about, so I wanted to like make sure that I was like doing things in a way that made the environment look more natural while busted, but in a 3D space.
Yeah,
because it is a little different from the 2D space that we're used to working with,
especially because you get more angles.
Yeah, you kind of fake the depth when you have it. Here you actually have the depth, and that's very different for me. I'm not used to having the third axis to work with. I'm used to just kind of emulating that and then like having like a mental note of like what the perspective is. If you guys know anything about traditional art, we talked about art like in a few previous episodes.
Somewhere back there.
There is a thing that you learn when you're doing like a lot of perspective work, that there is these points called vanishing points.
Oh, yeah.
And if you work with vanishing points, it's how you get like a 3D environment to look really 3D and 2D. But
it's like the math of it almost.
Yeah, that's how I did the old
instead
set.
Of just winging it.
Yeah, I did the like whole perspective instead of the like actual 3D. So if you go back and look, like everything you can trace back to one point, but it's like really far off the canvas. I don't know why
I chose
a really terrible vanishing point, but it worked. It made it look like a really top down angle.
That's kind of cool though. A little video gamey, a little isometric.
But this one is like definitely like a camera.
More front facing.
Yeah, like in the 3D space, like the camera's like right in here.
I wonder what's on the other side of that wall that you guys are sitting against.
I don't know. It's a room.
Wonder what's the perspective? You know, like Blue's Clues, when you were watching Blue's Clues.
What was on the other side of the house?
You know,
what did the front door look like?
You could see the front door, but
from inside the house.
I think they actually did show it once when Steve was leaving and he was going to college.
That's funny. I never thought about how it was just like a strip and you never saw the opposite side of the house.
I would think about that. Just like when I thought from Powerpuff Girls, I would be able to see Miss Bellum. Wait. Yeah, Bellum?
Yeah.
Her name is Bellum. Miss Bellum?
You're talking about the secretary, right?
Yeah. Am I getting her name wrong?
I don't think
so. Miss Bellum!
The teacher?
No. That was Pokey Oaks. That was Miss Keene.
Oh, then yeah.
Okay, yeah. Miss Bellum. I thought that I would be able to see her face if we got a taller TV. And then eventually we did get a bigger TV, and I was so excited to finally see her face.
Oh, no.
And
you thought it was just your TV?
Yeah. Oh, I was like, man, why is she always cut off?
That's how they animated
her. I was little.
I like how they did it in Cow and Chicken, where when they showed the top half of the parents, it was just...
They were just legs. Yeah.
Just walking legs.
Yeah, they were just legs the whole time.
That's hilarious. That's way better than, like, revealing the actual parents, because it just, they don't break the, like, ambiguousness of the characters while also, like, actually revealing them. They're just legs.
Yeah.
They actually, like, canonically, they are just legs.
I wonder why we did that. Oh, it's just because we're little and that's the perspective that we get.
Yeah.
Do you guys, I have a problem with not being able to finish my sentences because I think of something else before I finish talking. My thoughts and my brain is working way too fast, faster than my mouth can keep up with. Yeah. I think that's an ADHD problem, actually.
Could be.
I think I looked that up. I'm like, why do I do this? It's so hard to talk. I'd rather just think.
I mean,
I'd rather just shoot the thoughts into people's brains. But if they're not used to the
fast thoughts,
we're
doing that right now. When you talk, you're just unleashing your mind. That's it. You're just verbalizing your thoughts.
Some people can't have those thoughts.
You just judge your thoughts for being incoherent because they don't come out as words as often as you'd like them to. Like, you need some like mental work going on before you speak. If you just speak your mind without thinking, you'll just say something stupid.
I'm very impulsive like that,
meow.
Though.
And then I talk over you like meow. See? thoughtless speech.
Or maybe too much thought that you like already forgot by the time you go to speak it.
Are we seriously having a podcast episode about talking?
Oh,
we're talking about talking right now.
Yeah,
guys,
I guess.
Why do you watch this?
We ask them that every
Are they being held hostage
Dalton.
To listen to this? Are you
Dalton,
stuck in your car again?
Every episode, you're like, why? Why are you here? You're going to chase them away, dog.
Hey, listen, at least we acknowledge them.
Hey, listen. Are you Navi? Navi? Some people say Navi, some people say Navi. What do you say?
I don't know. I actually never really verbalized the name of anything when I was younger.
You don't really do that. You wouldn't even really do that with cat names.
Well, it's more so like...
Or why cat? Just animal names in general. You don't like saying the animal's name.
Well, I type a lot of like things with games, so I'll verbalize them in my head. Like, I do that a lot with RuneScape. There's a lot of... I mean, if you guys have played that game, you guys know there's really weird names for everything. Like, there is no, like, word for the names of some cities. They're made up. So everyone has their own pronunciation. And when I started actually, like, talking to people
like about
RuneScape...
Like Ardugan?
Yeah, like, everyone pronounces it differently.
Ardugany?
I don't even know what I said before. I started verbalizing it to friends.
Arceus?
I think I just called it the Thieving Town.
What were the other ones? What's the one that starts with an H? That
Hosidius.
You use the book? Hosidius, yeah.
Yeah.
And then, like, as you get into the later places that they added, we're talking about old school RuneScape also.
I think people know. There's no such thing as
there's
RuneScape 3.
I still don't know how to pronounce that. And then there's this place that looks like it's spelled like butthurt. So that's what I call it.
Birthpole. I don't know how to pronounce it either.
Butthurt. It's called Butthurt. I'm going to Butthurt.
It's just
for my
north
Slayer
of Tavernly.
Is that really called Tavernly too? Is that right?
I mean, it's I don't see another way of pronouncing it. Someone can probably correct me if there is, but that's what I say. There's not a lot to do there, so I don't hear a lot of people say it.
The difference is in pronouncing things from games, and then someone else says it, and then you're like, wait.
Have I been pronouncing that wrong?
Is that wrong? Like, some people pronounce, what is it?
In Pokemon, I pronounced Rattata, Ratatat.
Ratatat! Until I heard me too!
Someone else say it, and I'm like, wait, did I just read that wrong? And then I went back and looked at the card and went, oh,
Ratatat.
I'm
because
wrong.
That's how it fucking says it in the show, in the anime. From like Gen 1 anime, original anime. I'm almost positive that it sounded like it was saying Ratatat. Maybe we just heard the T at the end. Ratatat.
Maybe. And there's also a high chance that the voice actor just didn't do it right.
Yeah.
They mispronounced it too.
I thought Arbok was called Jarbok because that's how said its name.
I feel like a lot of people mistake this for the Mandela effect, but the Berenstain Bears.
The Berenstain Bears.
Because there was literally a show where it sounds like they're saying the Berenstain Bear or Berenstain.
It's literally.
It's ambiguous.
No, listen, it's just the twang in her voice from the opening. That's why we think it's called that.
I get so mad when people are doing like, we're going to do a deep dive into the Mandela effect.
Like,
the
no.
Berenstain Bears. Did you guys remember? Did you guys see this?
Mm.
And it's just like, that's like the only example where it literally just seems like you can trace how it's like misunderstood.
Like
it's not like the cornucopia on the Fruit of the Loom where it was never there, but everyone remembers like something that was just straight up missing, not misremembering.
That cornucopia
something.
Was there. I promise you it was there.
I feel
I
gaslit at this
it.
Point. I don't know.
I know for a fact it was there. And they're just trying to make us forget.
What if it wasn't?
It fucking was. There's literally space for it. It was.
Who knows, honestly?
Just like I thought that there was an episode of the Rugrats where the parents finally could hear the babies talk.
You thought that was a real episode?
Yeah, I think I just dreamt it. But for the longest time, I thought it was real. Like, they were just in, like, their normal house. It wasn't a movie or anything.
Maybe it was, like, one of those, like, they were dreaming and they were talking to their parents.
Maybe. I don't know.
That's... Rugrats is so unsettling.
Oh, yeah. We talked about that.
It is
like,
not
even
a show that I
unsettling.
Want to go back and watch. I'll just remember it.
The style is ugly as hell. I won't lie. Like, that whole As Told by Ginger...
It looks...
Real Monsters. It's ugly, but I like it for that reason.
It's because it's
so
in motion.
Different.
If you saw stills, I think you would hate it entirely. But things in motion that don't look correct still look better than something that is our like anatomy is like perfect, but still, you know, does that make sense? Am I explaining that right?
Yes.
Like just things in motion can look uncanny.
Like
if
when
they
people
look wrong.
Grab random like frames from the middle of something that was like moving or lunging.
Yeah.
They're like, damn, this shit's ugly.
Yeah.
Put two. Hawk two.
Let me put it this way.
Yeah, there was a lot of love put into it for
animation sure. is something that is extremely difficult to do. So even crappy animations end up selling really well when it comes to people's enjoyability of it. Because seeing something in motion that doesn't deserve to be in motion is like
damn.
Uncanny. When I say that,
doesn't
I mean like
deserve.
Doesn't deserve is in
you don't
like
deserve
a studio
motion.
Would just go like, that art's terrible. I wouldn't put that in motion. But then somebody would just like, I'll do it.
To the paper.
Yeah, that's what I mean. It's not like an insult. Like a lot of people like to put like a 10 out of 10 art piece in motion and they forget that it's actually really easy to stand out if you just do like a 2 out of 10 art piece and put that emotion. I'm not kidding. Like, I've seen some really good pieces from people who have like art styles that are really
the
bad.
Think about the stick figure fight videos or stick figure versus animator that and all too. That stuff.
I would say that's a little different. That's not like, that's simplistic. What I'm referring to is like Rugrats, where like heads don't look like melting blobs, but they did it anyway.
Yeah, what was up with the shape of Tommy's head?
I don't know.
He had a weird bulbous that artist head.
All of their stuff looked weird in motion. I saw it was a clip from Rocket Power.
That was another one of theirs.
The dad's head is so weird. It's like a fucking, why does his head look like that? It's like a foot. I don't understand.
Imagine going up to some, why is your head like that? Why?
It's like a
why
foot.
Why is your head fucking like that?
Oh, God.
You remember Tito? Yeah, I remember Tito.
What's that?
That was one of the characters that they liked. He was a surfer dude that worked at.
I barely remember that show.
There was a kid named Squid. There was a kid named Twister. I don't remember the main kid's name.
Okay, I'm not going to lie. That's one of those shows that I feel like I watched a lot, but I don't remember any of it. It's like Camp Lazlo. When we rewatched that, I realized I remembered every single episode.
Yeah, but it's stored in there somewhere.
Someone would explain a scene to me, I'd be like, I don't remember that at all.
Oh, you know what it is that you left those shows like on in the background. So it's floating around in your head.
Because I remember like all of it, not just like kind of, I remember all of the details. Like I definitely watched these shows, but I don't remember, like they didn't stick.
What about My Gym Partner is a Monkey?
Oh, I didn't watch that.
Aw. Monkey,
that
monkey,
was the
monkey.
That was the era of Cartoon Network where I like dipped out. I felt too old. No, not in like a, oh, I'm too old for this, but like a, I don't relate to this anymore. What? What? Everybody goes through
good.
That. The, oh my gosh.
No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. I'm joking because when I got older, I was like, man, I can't watch cartoons anymore. I have to start watching. I have to start watching The Facts of Life.
That's not true. That's bullshit. What ends up happening is they end up making mature programming for you as you grow up. It's not the other way around where you need to adopt the like mature content of the current generation.
Do you think I stopped watching SpongeBob?
No, I'm sure everyone our age, if they watched SpongeBob as a kid, they wouldn't be opposed to like something SpongeBob, you know, they'd be like, oh, that's interesting. They would be like, oh, you watch cartoons? And they'd be like, oh yeah, I remember SpongeBob. I used to think that that would be the reaction I get from my peers when I'm like, yeah, I still have a favorite Pokemon. Like, huh, yeah, no you shit. Still like Pokemon? No, they were all like, dude, I still love Pikachu.
Bob,
I never
Who's your favorite right now?
What do you mean right now?
Huh? Well, because your favorite Pokemon changes.
Because I don't pick favorites. I just have like preferences.
Squirtle used to be your favorite.
Yeah, because people would ask, what's your favorite? That would be my default.
And you drew pictures of Squirtle a lot. I got you so many Squirtle things.
That was
part of building our relationship. Was like, oh my God, your favorite Pokemon Squirtle? And then I would get you Squirtle. And it was specifically the Squirtle Squad with the glasses, with
it
the triangle glasses.
It doesn't mean that those things stop meaning something. It just means like,
I got you those glasses.
Oh my gosh.
And they
were
apparently
like Woody with Andy. Gosh.
What?
I don't want to play with you anymore. No.
Oh. Yeah, actually,
my life
is over. I literally
I'm not
feel
your favorite
that way.
Anymore.
Yes. I embody that clip. I feel that way for a lot of people. I feel
people?
Rejection very easily.
Oh my
rejection
God.
And unwantedness.
Dear God.
The dear God?
Yeah.
You mean the dear God from Spooky's Jump Scare Mansion?
That's that was a demon.
Yeah, but it's called Dear God. It's called Dear Lord.
Dear Demon, no.
No, I like him.
Do people address deers like
cute.
Dear Demon?
Dear demon. Today, demon. I wish everyone goes to hell. The end.
You know, I have the funniest, parallel to draw, and once you see it, you're not going to unsee it.
Okay.
So, the earlier seasons of South Park...
What? How totally are we going to the South Park?
We're using... Okay.
All right.
Let me fast forward to a show that I'm paralleling it to.
All right.
My Little Pony.
Oh, okay.
And South Park have one thing in common.
Where is this going?
The Dear Princess Celestia thing.
Dear
is the
Princess
exact
Celestia.
Same thing as... You know, guys, I learned something today in South Park.
Oh, you're talking about, like, Kyle?
Yes, or any of the characters. At the end of, like, especially the early seasons, they would end every episode with, you know, guys, I learned something today. Because was supposed to be, like, a group of kids learning shit. So they summarize the episodes that way in the same way that My Little Pony does with Dear Princess Celestia. Today, it's the same thing. They might not even, like, have attempted to do that. But the parallels are, like, the same. It's the same thing. Think about that.
I guess you're, you know, yeah, wow. So, which of the South Park characters are which of the ponies?
Oh,
I'm
Kyle sure DeviantArt has already have this.
I think
not
Kyle
only
is Twilight Sparkle.
Oh, my gosh. No, DeviantArt has this covered. I mean, just go Google it. I'm sure they do.
I bet you're actually right. I bet you're right, though.
Look up South Park ponies on DeviantArt.
I don't know. Actually, I actually don't know if I want to look that up. I don't really want to look up anything on DeviantArt, to
Inflation.
Be honest.
Inflation.
Because, like, you'll click on, like, join DeviantArt, and they'll show, like, art on the left side of the form to sign up. I don't know what the percentage is of this, but there is a chance, and it's a very high chance, that you'll see some weird freaky inflation porn on the side.
That is normal. That's like, that was always normal. Like, you Google your you search your favorite character on DeviantArt in 2012, it's inflation.
They're inflated and blue.
Yeah. People did that with our characters.
Yeah. Did you guys know that, like, early on in our animations, especially like with Girl Gamer, there was a few dedicated people to inflating them and making them blue. In fact, I think it went as far as making inflatable 3D models. I remember seeing that because I used to search DeviantArt a lot just to see if people
models?
Were drawing stuff. Yeah.
We should drop them into the set.
No. I'd rather die, actually. I'd rather fucking die. Oh, yeah, I was going to say DeviantArt. You find the weirdest specific fetishes there with entire galleries dedicated to it. For example, inflated kneecaps, specifically on anime girls. That was a weird one.
There's a lot of, oh, man.
Yeah,
there's
I'll shame you.
There's a lot of weirdos on
DeviantArt. It's weird. I'll shame you. But, weirdos thrive on being shamed anyway.
I think so. I think they like it.
They must.
There's a significant group of people on DeviantArt who actually enjoy the negative attention they get when they do something that weirds people out. They get a thrill off of it. And they pretend like they hate it at the same time. They're like, oh, no, oh, man. Someone tried to do this on Tumblr to us once.
I
will not acknowledge what they tried to do because I am not feeding into that. But they tried to, they printed out pictures of us and did something really embarrassing with us, with like a picture of us next to him. Like, no one
that
shamed me.
Weird.
And they wanted us to repost it.
Please don't tell anybody. Please don't show anybody.
Yeah.
And we just left that shit in there.
Okay. You're just trying to provoke us to shaming you because you like this. You're going to get off to it.
Little freak.
Oh, my God.
People are nasty online.
Yeah.
You think that won't come back and bite you? It will.
Don't
like you don't think about the future. Hindsight's 2020.
I don't think they care. I don't. Like, maybe they might regret it, but I don't think they care.
Is that depression?
I don't think that's depression.
Makes me wonder, like, damn, they just don't give a shit, huh? You don't give a shit what you post online. You're gonna show your
I don't know. Let's not go too deep into the psyche of it.
To go into this conversation. I think I'd just rather, like, leave.
Yeah, let's just leave.
Do you know that the Rugrats' parents were canonically like in their 20s.
20s?
Yes.
They were also 20s. Like wrinkly.
I'm looking this up. I'm going to make sure I'm not 20s? Just like talking shit. How old were the Rugrats?
I mean, like, I could see 30s maybe, but 20s? Oh.
Okay, yeah, I'm just talking out my ass, I guess.
Oh.
Somebody, I swear to God, somebody said that.
Well, then what is it? Then?
Okay, yeah, they're in their 30s.
Yeah, that, see, early that may, 30s. That's more reasonable. I would say, like,
somebody gaslit me once, I swear. What Rugrats characters look like as real people, and it's Dee Dee is just like, woman oh with God. Red curly hair.
I love when people interpret characters in different styles because they always do it wrong every time. They will change like something extremely dramatic about the character, like the hairstyle. Sometimes it will change the color of their hair entirely and the style, and then they'll make them shorter and then a different race. Aww. And then suddenly it's just an OC. Just call it an OC at that point.
Very pregnant DD Pickles.
Okay, Emmy, see, I told you. Why to get off the inflation.
I got distracted. You can't get me on anything other than what I'm already looking at when we start recording. Because the second my focus leaves what I'm looking at, I'm gone. I'm like floating through space.
What, inflation?
Oh. I did not look up inflation.
But then why are you looking at it?
First of all, it was pregnant Dee Dee, and she was canonically pregnant in the show, in the movie, with Dill Pickles.
Damn,
okay,
canonic inflation.
No!
Representation. Let's get inflation.
Shut up. Shut up. Is this episode over? Is it over?
Okay, we're done torturing you guys.
I've had enough.
Oh boy.
Is that what we ended up talking about today?
Yeah.
We ended up talking about
for a good 30 minutes too.
Oh.
We'll see you guys in the next episode.
Oh my God.